The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day, good morning. Great to have you with us. And I am delighted to have a gentleman back as we open up here this morning who's been a guest prior to this with his other book, and he's had a couple of them. His name is Alfred Lunacek. He was born in Poland. He escaped the communist regime in the 70s and migrated to Montreal, Canada. He's got degrees in engineering and finance, and his work has taken him around the world in the span of 30 years. And he's got a book out that I think you're going to find interesting, informative, educational. It's Revenge of Money. The book is, again, Revenge of Money. It is published by Author House. And I want to give you his website. It's Alfred, Alfred Lunacek. .com, alfredlunacek.com. Alfred, it's so nice to have you back.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right, it's great. Is your book available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook?
Yes.
All right, and people can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. You're taking us back to a time here, and we're looking at all the problems going on in the Mideast, in Europe, all over the world. So this is, I think, quite poignant right now in this story. Tell us about the book. And why you wrote it?
Well, you saw a few weeks ago, President Obama came to Poland, celebrated 21st anniversary of collapsing Berlin Wall and collapsing communist regime. Today we have attention still again with Ukraine and Russia, but 25 years ago, Solidarność under the Lech Walesa did achieve impossible. The communist regime collapsed. We celebrated 25 years of that. I wrote the story a little bit different about the chaplain of Solidarity, about the Monsignor Henryk Jankowski, who was the biggest leader, spiritual leader, and also leader of the people. Because the Solidarność achieved something different than all the revolutions. There was no gunshot. The people were on the street, praying on the knees, and the communist police couldn't shoot them all. So they achieved something completely different. And this chaplain, Monsignor Jankowski, received a lot of donation. Actually, Ronald Reagan, President of the U.S., Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of UK, Helmut Kohl, Chancellor of Germany, they were all big supporters, including, of course, Polish Pope at that time, John Paul II. So Monsignor Jankowski created many foundations, and those foundations receive a lot of money to support the cause of Solidarity. However, the human greed prevailed as well, and Solidarność received the part of the money for helping them, but Monsignor Jankowski created for himself a substantial fortune, raising him to the richest man in Poland. He was living luxurious, opulent life, like a royal life, receiving head of state to his private restaurants, have a chain of hotels and coffee and a lot of businesses. Now, this fortune was serving him to propulse him to highest level, even in church hierarchy. He wants to be a special secretary of the Pope, coming quite often to Rome, having villa in Rome, etc., etc. I didn't follow that much the story later because I was advisor to Polish government 89-90. I was then 1 year and a half with a group of international advisors helping them to implement economic reforms, changing the economic behavior of the communist market to the free world market, the free market. Now, we did stay there 1 year and a half. So I met many times Monsignor Jankowski. And I was quite amazed how he lived a life of the royalty. And we left 1991, Poland, and 2012, when I was back, I'm back almost every year, and sometimes even more. We like it go down now. There is, it's beautiful country, and actually it's a success story of the country, much better than anywhere in Europe there. So 2012, we came, and I heard then that he died, 2010, in complete poverty, which was a surprise for me. Then I heard about his fortune. Who did actually took his fortune? How was stolen? Where to end? And who was chasing it? And as you see on my synopsis on my story, I'm also living in winter in the Bahamas. So I came across with a friend of mine who is a lawyer who was advising a group of Polish people trying to divert a fortune from offshore jurisdiction from Europe to Bahamas and Panama. And he asked me the questions, how did that happen, who did it, and what. And I was quite au courant about it. Now, the story is actually not that much about Jankowski, but about the money which are actually now chased by a group of Polish and Russian gangsters in a many offshore jurisdictions. And the end of the book is quite surprising, which actually the reveal where finally end up this fortune and which cause it's serving now.
Well, why did you publish the book now, and are there any parallels between what went on back then and the situation today?
Yes, it's actually quite interesting for me to understand how the great common cause of defeating communism and making freedom to the people of Eastern Europe, Russia, also create many fortunes. As you know, today we call them oligarchs, the people who yesterday were just a servant in communist regime, today become billionaires. How did they create the fortune? Well, the human greed and the availability of the imagination, how to create, how to steal the money which is publicly owned, is everywhere. And that was the period of transition period when due diligence and law was quite not yet up to date. So everybody could somehow make for himself a best living and create a fortune. So, and that doesn't matter who was involved in the administration, in the government, or, in this case, even in the church. Monsignor Jankowski was a priest. Was a chaplain of Solidarność. He created Valencia. He helped all the people there. But in the end, also, he wants to be a richest man in Poland. He wants to live like royalty. And he created the fortune completely illegal, which didn't actually serve to anybody else except him. And that is my book is actually showing that in a troubling time, in a time of transition, a lot of situation like that happens, and we have to pay attention. We have to always watch that, because those things happen all the time, and even today.
Yeah, even today.
Especially 25 years later, we're celebrating the liberation of the Eastern Europe from communist regime, and yet those stories are, we try to forget them. We try to forget all the stories. We try to forget, or we just don't want to mention. I saw that all the solidarity leaders was invited when President Obama was speaking in a Royal Square in Warsaw. Valencia was there, etc. I called my friend, because I was there, and I tell him, how come those leaders from the Gdańsk Church are not there? Well, he said they were associated with Jankowski. But he said he passed away, but he's looking at this ceremony maybe from heaven or maybe from hell. I say, I don't know.
Okay. As we close out here, we've only got just a short time to go here. What is the message you'd like people to take away from this book, Alfred?
Well, read the history and try to understand how history repeats and how the money and greed betrayal is always in us. We have that all the time, and doesn't matter which social status, which religion, which business we are, we always have to be aware that around us there is a people who gonna try to make it a fortune for themselves. That's why the subtitle of the book is Seven Commandments from the Book of Moses: "Thou shall not steal."
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Alfred Lanasiak. Again, Revenge of Money, and it's published by Author House. It's been a pleasure. Stay on as we go to a break. This is Stu Taylor.
Thank you very much.